The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs, and that means that the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
The Dallas Mavericks had a 1.8% chance to win the number one pick overall. They had never won the lottery. Again, they had the chance to get in the top four at 8.5%, less than 2% to win the number one pick. And it is the fourth lowest all time to win the NBA lottery.
We've now seen two lotteries in a row where a team with a 1% chance, 2% chance has won it.
Yep.
Listen, say what you will about the NFL and their draft system not having a lottery. Sometimes I feel like they could have a lottery and it would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if they were to have a lottery in the NFL, Joe, I'd probably only include the top five teams. I wouldn't pick an 8 and 9 team so they can go get a franchise quarterback, which is what just happened in the NBA. And the Islanders, right? The Islanders didn't miss by much.
Right.
And they get the first pick. It's just these leagues and their attempt to quash tanking is justified. I think that makes sense. You don't need to have the odds go all the way down to 1% for a team that can basically ruin it.
Yeah.
Imagine the Utah Jazz. I saw a number on them. Like, the Jazz have never won the lottery, or they've gone a million times in a row with getting close but not winning. It's another Utah loss.
Okay.
Okay. Charlotte needed this. A lot of teams needed this. But, of course,
sure.
What do people think? That the most inexplicable trade in NBA history was made with a wink-wink and an agreement from the NBA that we'll give you the first pick. Mm-hmm. First off, Dallas had to miss the playoffs, which they barely did.
Right.
Did they agree to do that?
Right.
And they got the lottery ball for Cooper Flagg. You think it's fixed?
No, it's
definitely not.
It's definitely not fixed, but it's also ridiculous that they win it.
It's very stupid. It's not fixed. It's stupid.
It really is. It is more the universe not, like, karma not being a thing, maybe a little bit. They make a ridiculous trade. And they kind of get rewarded for it. I mean, the guy's got to still become a star. But if he does, then, hey, good for you. It's not fixed, though. Because, I mean, really, if you boiled it down, would they be... If it was the wink-wink thing with Luka, I guess, the Luka trade, that would be how it's fixed. But, I don't know, like, Charlotte has won the lottery, I think. Like, there are these small market teams that, you know, why would they want Oklahoma City to be great? Like, why would they want some of these other little teams that have been at the top and won? I don't know why they would want those teams to be good. So, I don't know. To me, it all starts from a belief that Patrick Ewing was a rigged draft selection. And then that is your starting point. And then, you mentioned this earlier, when LeBron puts his name on... I kind of think they rigged it for Cleveland. That does not do anything good for the league, making people know it's not rigged.
That's right.
Like, one of your most respected players of all time putting his name on that. That makes it a little tougher.
So
not that it isn't also crazy that the Cavaliers did win that lottery for their hometown guy who's a generational next Michael Jordan. Like, I could see why that would be unbelievable, but listen, they had a chance.
The Jazz lost 65 games this year.
Okay.
17-65. The farthest they could have dropped was fifth.
Is that what they dropped to?
They dropped to fifth.
Yeah.
In fact, Edwin writes in the chat on YouTube that not only have the Jazz never won the lottery outright, they've never actually moved up in the draft order.
Really?
Because
they've never had a successful lottery.
They've never had a lottery where they move up at all. The Mavericks move from 11 to 1. The Spurs move from 8 to, or sorry, yeah, from 8 to 2.
Yep.
The Sixers move from 5 to 3. The Charlotte Hornets went 4. The Jazz, 5th.
Like when, yeah, it's just what, why isn't it consistent would always be my question. How come just this time they rigged it and not? How come when Anthony Edwards was coming in as the number one overall pick, why'd they want Minnesota? Why they want Minnesota? to win it? How come when Zion Williamson, who was, by the way, a bigger name prospect than Cooper Flagg was, like he was more highly thought of than anyone recently, how come New Orleans won that one? I guess you could make a case for anybody, though, if you really try hard
enough. If you think the league is fixed, you apply to it being fixed after the fact.
Right.
Good Morning Football has an announcement coming up today at 8:45, they say. Meanwhile, the Bills have just tweeted out what appears to be a patch on their jersey for the farewell season at Highmark Stadium. Pete Guelli tweeting this out a bit ago. It's a little graphic here, and it looks like it kind of rolls the stadium into farewell season, 1973 to 2025. I'd imagine this you might be able to see this logo on, what, shirts, hats? This, and again, like it looks like it's a patch for the uniform.
Okay.
Farewell season.
Cool. That'll probably go on the shoulder, I would assume.
I think so.
Okay. All right, there it is. There's the stadium, 73 to 2025. Is it named Highmark Stadium in the logo?
It doesn't say. Yes, it does, actually. It says Highmark Stadium. Yep.
Okay.
It is in the logo.
All right.
Good. The farewell season. Meanwhile, the new stadium. We're starting to get to pictures inside of it, and you know,
yeah,
we got to get in there again, take a look around because they're putting in seats. One of the pictures I reached out to John Polka down at the Bills. One of the pictures that Brayton Wilson had, he was there and took some pictures yesterday. There's this what appears to be floating level underneath the canopy. Looks like a giant kind of catwalk. I didn't know what it was, and I sent a picture to John and said, "Like, what is this?" And exactly that. It's a floating catwalk that moves around the exterior of the upper deck underneath the canopy to install all the things they have to do.
Right, because they have to get up there somehow.
Yeah, think of like a gondola that can move.
Right.
So,
does that thing stay? It doesn't rock though, does it?
No, it stays. It will slowly move around as they install it.
I know, but like when you're on it, like it's not a swing. It's not gonna swing. Like it's very sturdy. Or would it move?
Might move like scaffolding does, which doesn't move but does move.
Yeah.
Who knows? Anthony in Buffalo. Hey, Anthony, what's up?
Good morning, guys. You're talking about the lottery. And I just, in my opinion, I think it's so easy to rig a lottery over having the worst team in the league have the number one pick. You know, it's same thing with the NHL. You know, when Bedard came out, I mean, obviously he goes to Chicago. I mean, it's, you know, like you said, it's a big name marketed team. And, you know, the lottery, it's just easy to do, you know, to make up a story, you know, where, you know, unfortunately nothing happens at random, you know, and to them to say, oh, wow, it was, you know, the Mavericks went from 11 to 1. I mean, that's just, it's crazy talk, you know, so. That's what I just want to say. Enjoy the rest of the day, guys, and no Bills.
On Bedard, they had the third best odds. It was Anaheim, Columbus, and Chicago.
Okay, it's not hard to rig a lottery to get, you know, whatever, especially when you're doing it behind closed doors. All right, like, it's not hard to rig a lottery in that way. Is it hard to keep it a secret?
Well, here's the thing.
Because to me, that would be impossible when to have everybody that would be in the know about that for life, never, like if they were to actually rig it. Adam Silver says, you know what, we've never actually done it before. We already get, you know, blamed for rigging it. So let's do it. Let's the big conspiracy. Let's actually rig it. So they rigged the lottery, and again, like the rigging of the part isn't the hard part. It's then keeping it a secret after, and the potential damage it would do to you if it ever got found out that, oh, you actually did this. You would lose
billions. The lawsuits would be never ending.
Oh my God! It would be
the owners of the other teams would sue.
That the like, amount that would be on the line if you got caught is even if they wanted to do it would stop you from doing it.
Right? Who's in on it? Just the commissioner and the Mavericks owner?
Well, there's somebody in that room, too.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
How many people are in there auditing the whole thing? The idea that it is rigged for the league, to me, is it's a little tough because
your positive doesn't outweigh the negative, right. The potential negative at all.
Utah wants that kid, too. They're not going to just be like, okay, we'll take the fifth pick. Sorry, the script writers have decided we pick fifth. You just wouldn't accept it.
No, right, they're going to...
You would accept it in your own fantasy football league, never mind if you actually own a professional sports team where millions and billions are at stake.
You would get kicked out of your fantasy league, maybe.
If you fixed the lottery, yeah. Has anybody ever had it? Hold on.
I have a story similar.
Somebody out there listening, has anybody ever caught your league fixing a lottery?
I caught our league fixing a lottery by accident.
Okay.
This was like maybe high school in the league that I've been in for like since we were like in elementary school, basically. Again, I think it was caught by accident because this is old school. We used to just do the draft lottery by, we would write down names and little slips of paper and then throw them in a hat. That's it. And you mix it around, you pull out a name, and that's the first overall pick. Until one day, I'm in that lottery, and after it's already drawn, I'm looking at the names, and I'm looking at the little slips of paper. And because two different people had written down all the names, some of the slips were like this big, like 3 inches wide, and the other ones are like these little tiny pieces of paper.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to redo that one.
So an audit brought about a new drawing.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But that's an accidental fixing, I would
say. Has anybody ever caught their own fantasy league fixing a draw? You'd be kicked out.
I mean, how would you do it based on, or any of the leagues you're in running a lottery in the way that you could fix it? Like, how would you do it? Like, I'm in a lot of leagues where it's just like an online website.
Well, you would say, where, Joe and I did the draw and here it is.
Okay.
Joe's the witness.
Because you're going on...
Joe got the number one pick.
Right.
And so I got the number two
pick. You're in on
it
with your witness. Mm-hmm.
Good Morning Football has an announcement coming up. We will bring it to you on the other side.